July 13, 2022, this program is brought to you by New Africa Excellent Enterprise, LLC, Marad Speaks Blog Talk Radio, where we teach Quranic Arabic, Islamic studies, and comparative religion, not just religion. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, with Allah's name, the Merciful Benefactor, the Merciful Redeemer. As-salamu alaykum, which means peace be on you. I'm your host for this evening, Elihu Bey. My topic this evening is Al-Islam, the tafsir of Imam W.D. Muhammad, Warfuddin Muhammad, Commentary of the Holy Quran. Subtitle, Islamic Climate for Business Success. If you have missed any of the talks, go online to www.blogtalkradiomaradspeaks.com and you'll be able to listen to the talks that you have missed. Once again, we will open with a short dua and then we will have an announcement. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulih al-kareem Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mubarak. Before we get started with our subject this evening, we are asking everyone to select a janaza for Sister Valerie Belkidler. Prayer is Thursday, July the 14th, 2022 at 1:15 p.m. Masjid Ibrahim, 322 Chancellor Avenue, Newark, New Jersey, 07112. Tomorrow, we are asking everyone to make a prayer for our sister. May Allah forgive her her sins and grant her paradise. So we should think of what Allah is saying to our attitude. In this state of mind, we should make an expectation of ourselves and be ready to reject what is not Muslim. Say to yourself, this is not becoming of me. I'm going to have to change this way of mind. I will check myself. The Quran helps us to check ourselves. I believe two things generally account for success in business. The first is regard for something bigger and more important than self. The second is the ability to manage self. Big business and corporations are always giving seminars on their products and services, but they are also concentrating more on personal mismanagement than they are on other needs. The emphasis on self, family, personal management. So we know that the wife can make a husband a failure in business. We know that the husband can be responsible for making the wife a failure, a factor for his own failure, and vice versa. This happens when we do not have a clear direction and a clear sense of what is demanding of him in the area of personal management. If you are going to have a business, then you had better be able to manage your own appetite, your own passion. You cannot love a thing too much for your business when you see yourself loving something too much for your business needs. Then start to discipline your passion. Don't let passion destroy your business. You cannot hate too much for your business. A successful business person cannot be a bigot. How many bigots are successful in business? How many bigots do you think are running the material world? Most of the bigots are poor and angry because they are poor. Maybe they are bigots because they are poor. So the Quran verse that I want to come back to now is the verse that most Muslim imams and scholars refer to when they are bringing home the message that Muslims have no spirit or double life. That is, we have no life that is in moral conflict with itself. We do not have a life that is on one side open to religion and on the other side, close to religion. Our religion makes success in this world a range of merit for great life in the next. Muslims do not believe that the material world is to be the domain of Satan. We do not believe that material is evil of itself. We do not believe that raw, uneducated nature is evil of itself. So I have studied some works of anthropologists and sociologists like Margaret Mead, who studied primitive societies. And some have come to the conclusion that human excellence can best be observed in primitive societies. We can look at the pygmies and still be in line with our concern on personal management. A study of the pygmy found a high moral sense and a high moral code. It was found that pygmies do not steal from each other. They did not abuse each other. There was no physical abuse cases amongst them. They were great respect for their children and great respect from children for parents. They had strong moral bonded families, but they did not have modern civilization, technology, asphalt and concrete, or a modern jungle. This is not to invite us to turn our backs on civilization, for we cannot do that. But this is to say, go back in the road and pick up the humanity that we have been separated from and bring it up with our advances. Allah says, and seek whatever means he has availed you, the homes of the destiny, but do not forget your share of this world. I hear it. Allah is saying to me, Wallace, do not forget your share of Chicago, and if you move to Bridgeport, don't forget your share of Bridgeport. You have a citizenship in the United States, so do not forget your share of the United States. Do not forget your share of planet Earth. Some now may think that I am being a little materialistic, while other thoughts that I couldn't do anything but float. Neither is the case. For I keep hearing what Allah has said. It rings clearer and clearer. And I am tired of not having my share. I have some associates with me now who have business minds as well as spiritual minds. And we are really working on getting our share. Moreover, when we get our share, we are not going to forget that Allah said, the home of the destiny is best and more gratifying. Our business plans must include a plan for charity as well as a plan for free and low-cost services to business persons wanting business life and strong establishments. We hope to be in a position one day to help business people qualify. We know the system and the law is pretty straight, but too many of the people are still pretty crooked. And I'm referring to the race of America, the races of America people. It can be the African-American attorney, the European American, or the Asian American businessman. It may also be the financial institutions giving to unethical practices. The law will be good, but the person no good. They might be strategically placed in the business for the purpose of stopping people like us. Then there are some who think we should have a campaign to just preach love for others. Love your white brother, black man. Love your black brother, white man. this world has too much hate. But sometimes ignoring a person works better. If you really know that they hate you, then you should not care for their love. Even if 80% of the American people were to hate me, I would not wait. I would not want their love. I would be satisfied with the 20% who feel about me the way I feel about them. That 80% I would ignore. I would not be out trying to win their love by appealing to their capacity to give love or to their capacity to receive love, although I would not ignore them completely. I would be conscious of the dangers or that threat to me from them, but I do not care for love with race hating. All you can do is keep a comfortable distance between them and you. That is the way to win their love, if there is any to be won. Regard for a higher power, managing self and family. Understand that the most important day in the life of the Muslim is Friday, the day of Juma, the Prophet. Peace and the blessings be upon him, has said. It is the day on which Adam was created and the day on which he ascended. The prophet also said that no one is resurrected on any other day but Friday. It is the day for our resurrection. So it is the only day of the week that a lecture is given along with midday congregational prayers. Otherwise, this is done only for the Muslim observance day holidays. Allah said, for that day when you have responded to the call to come to the Juma, then disperse back into avenues of business. And Prophet Allah did not say, remember this Friday, the day of rest, go home and have dinner and listen to him. Allah says that after Juma, then disperse back into avenues of industrialist people. Disperse means that all of us should not have hamburger joint. All of us should not have fried fish house, which means the people who are living have to have valid kinds of businesses, various kinds of businesses, pardon me, interest and involvement. The business has to be different in order for them to disperse. Disperse means to go out into all directions. One will go back to building a house. The other will be going back to farming the land. Another will be going back to work the hospital. There will be the shoemaker and the transportation serviceman. A Muslim business directory should be a good reflection of the business life of the whole city or town. Allah wants us to be aware of the many needs and services that man has, to be conscious and try to supply needs. The United States is a country that encourages desire in its citizens for diversified business establishments. Regretfully, a desire to get over quick is working against our neighborhood. Do you know Brother Shaheed? He has a fish store on Vine Street, and it is really going. I'm going to put me one down there. We should know that competition is good, but throat cutting is not what Allah wants. Going to Vine Street may bring Brother Shaheed more fish customers. A business person will not succeed whose values are too low, whose interests are too narrow and weak. Islam is a religion addressing the need of the total person. In the view of the scholars and students of Islam, is a comprehensive religion. That means that this religion takes into the focus every aspect of life and all of the needs for that life. It is not just for one person in their narrow world. The language of this religion, Al-Islam, is respecting and giving recognition to business. The Quran itself promotes good businesses, good business sense. It tells the reader that if you are successful in anything that brings you income and property, then you should be careful not to pass on the responsibility for that concern that you have worked hard to establish to a person who is not qualified to keep it up and take care of it as you would. This even applies to the persons you might want to put in that position, even if it is your own child. That is the advice in the Quran for the business person and for the property owner. Do not give business responsibilities to the feeble-minded. The Quran term that is translated as feeble-minded is not referring to a mentally retarded individual. The language and the context make it very clear to us that it means a person who is undisciplined and does not have the business interest to value and respect the responsibility. If we were trusted to him, the person you trust your property or business to should have the appreciation for it to take it into their hands and manage it as well as or better than you would. Pass your work on to the person who is sharp-minded and values your works as you value it. The effect that I want when I conclude is for you to understand, to identify as Muslims and as business people to feel a closer relationship to the word of Allah in the Quran. I want you to feel that when you have the Quran, you have a partner with you in business. You don't have to go to a psychologist and pay huge fees in order to get your spirit up and to start thinking positive and to get the energy to go back to work. All you have to do is consult the page of the Quran. It'll also tell you what to look for. Look for that very verse that says, do not neglect your share of this world. So this is Allah, the Creator and Lord Most High, talking. Before I read that in Quran, I remember my parents told me the same thing, but not in those words. They said, son, make something of yourself and don't die poor. My mother had known many poverties. My mother had known main poverty, and I do not blame anyone who knows poverty and still have their good sense for telling their children, do not die poor. All of us should look at a child in the morning and first say, assalamu alaikum, and don't die poor. That is to be Muslim. Be peace-loving believers, but don't die in poverty without having worked to establish yourself. The Quran also tells us that we should make wealth. We know that we are to die, so do not die without leaving a will or a legal trust. The Quran even tells us how to make the will. Males in the family are to get a bigger share than the female. Some will say, that's not fair. But you have to also look at the state of our men today. If I could change the words of Allah, and I have no desire to do that, I would say the boys are to get 4/5 I will increase it if I ask. How many sisters here are unemployed? I know you would see more hands going up than brothers. If brothers, not unemployed, employed, pardon me. If brothers were asked the same, even though sisters who list themselves as homekeepers and housewives, they are employed and have full-time jobs. So brothers, it looks like African-American men are the main ones with the problem of unemployment. No matter what has happened in the workplace to give women equality, still the business, the burden is on the male. And no one yet has excused men from that responsibility. African-American men, why don't you take care of your wife? It is not her responsibility to take care of those children. We men cannot say this is equality of the sexes now. No one is going to pay any attention to that answer. It looks like nature is overruling much of this old sadness. The women is asking, can I drive the mail truck? And we will tell her, yes, baby, take it. Then she will come back home and look at herself in the mirror. And pretty soon she is angry. She says, African-American men, you have to go. I don't need you. Now, I believe in equality, but it must be equality based on reality. The sister has the same intellect, the same morality, but unless something happens to change things, she does not have the same physical or psychological, she does not have the same spirit for going out and chopping down trees and breaking concrete and hurling iron and driving a truck all night. The psychology of a woman will change if she takes on those roles. If she drives a truck all the time, she will go out from the waist into a bulky and awkward spread at the bottom. The Holy Quran speaks on inheritance in this way. The female has a right to inheritance, and the male has a right to inheritance. The Holy Quran tells us that men have a right to go into business and women have a right to go into business. But again, it also tells us that the burden of maintaining a family is on the male. If the female is in a good financial situation, it is her right to say, honey, I have money, use this money. You need a new car. You need a new suit. Let me pay this bill so you can get yourself a new suit. You have worked hard all week. However, according to Allah's guidance, even if the wife has $50,000 in the bank and no diamonds, no demand are on the family at that time, and I as her husband may make $5 an hour or less, still I have the right to tell her we are to share your wealth equally. You have the money, and I'm not making more than $200 a week, so you pay the electric bill and the rent this month. That is not right. If a man makes the big mistake of marrying a woman who is much superior to him, then he will just have to suffer for his mistakes according to our religion. I cannot make any demands on my wife's money if she wants to give something of her own free will if she wishes to buy me a milkshake, then that is her business. I should say, thank you, sweetie or sweetheart, for Allah has not changed his guidance. He says that we men are the maintainers of the women. Men are the ones who are supposed to bring that money in and take care of the rent, the utilities, and give wives and children their due. It is painful to have one wife looking at him, producing nothing but children, and the bills are never caught up. Yet some men will pop the surprise and tell a wife, I want you to meet Sister Sultana, and I want to make her my second wife. Now, we know there are Islamic grounds for polygamy, where you can have more than one wife, with four being the limit. But if you are reading the Quran, the Holy Quran, we know that also that you cannot have a second wife without regard for the financial qualifications. When a man marries a second wife, she should be marrying her because he has the material means and financial strength to take care of more if he is not meeting his responsibilities now. How does he look asking for a second wife? Some will say, sister, I would like to have a second wife. Now, when a brother starts calling his wife sister, look out. He will start screaming in Arabic, sister, I will show you here in the Quran. You mean you are telling me that I can't have a second wife? And he will be shocked by his response. No, you can't have a divorce. You can have a divorce, but no second wife. Why have I given so much attention to this serious matter of the home life and the responsibilities on the male? It is because I am influenced somewhat by a statement by qualified authorities in business who are conducting seminars throughout the country. As I said earlier, these authorities state that one of the main causes of failure for small businesses is a bad home life. And most of that home life for us as African Americans is because we will not work hard to have honor at home. Business is a need in human nature. Social establishment aspirations need to meet with business interests. If it doesn't, then you don't have much of a future for yourself in social establishments. We find this more than we go abroad. I was in Midland, China, and I was impressed with their belief that families were the best situation for the development of business. In Japan, there is a model for that, whether the family works in business together and establishes itself as a business group. It makes for better business in the nation when families become strong in business. Strong business families make strong economies. So when we look at the African-American condition, we find that we are very deficient in business sense and in business establishment. It is because we don't have business families. We have to insist that God wants us to have families with business sense. That is the natural way that man has evolved. Man has evolved as a family with business development because of the need for family passing him on. He has to take care of his wife. He has to take care to have food, clothing, and shelter for his family. There is no way to think of family and divorce that interest from business. The two naturally go together. So if you have a family, you have to have something to supply their needs. So the urge is to go out in the field and bring something back home. The problem for us is complicated because this world attracts us to influence us and get us to spend everything we made before we get home, back home. As Muslims, we can't allow that. Our men have to bring that money home. That is your religion, duty, and your need inside, our life needs. That's just like it needs to drink, to eat, to exercise, etc., for a sense of social worth and social esteem in your family and in the society, for a sense of personal achievement in your family, you need business accomplishment. You won't have that sense of fulfillment unless you grow in business. We have to see business as an aspect of life. That is the way it is for the economics and the business world. However, money should never be the life of al-Islam. It's always the life. A Muslim in al-Islam is first to look for a wife and a believing Muslim. The believer is expected to have respect for that life. Discipline of the Muslim family religion as Christianity, Judaism, and our religion of Islam have a set and established form of behavior. So this is a natural need, and it is most important. Even primitive man has a set behavior in his family. But when he come into the enlightened world of man and man, and man leans on psychology and invent a new environment, original nature is suppressed. In many places, man construction shuts out the light and the pure voice of nature. In a situation like that, we don't have much working to keep us in touch with the best of our human nature. For nature wants to achieve ourselves, and we have to have something as a set discipline to keep us going in the line of achievement for excellence of nature. If we don't have that, then once greed motivates man's closes us, it's with his commercial environment, we will become lost and cut off from the natural direction that Allah intends for human life and its excellence. Our society has too many already living just for themselves, individually. While family sense, too many go out to earn money and spend wastefully on themselves, on a new car or a new wardrobe or on something entertainment. They tend to think that it's all okay in the way of today. I have heard it said that it's just narrow now. Some of our women are saying, I don't need him. In order to survive, I'm educated and I can take care of my own living. I can buy me some pleasure. So this is the way much of the world has been going. Natural appetite for work and family dignity. What is also lost along with poor sense of family is the application for work. The family is evolved naturally to appreciate work, and work is not supposed to be a bad word. It is supposed to be a good word. Work is not supposed to be a word that lets down our spirit. Work is supposed to lift our spirit. In natural life, play is work. In the womb of social development, play is work, trying to be born. So But when the child becomes 21, 35, or 40, and he is out there believing like, behaving like he did when he was a child, something is wrong. Now, if we start finding joy and production from play, promoted skill, then he is well. He will be constructing something, cutting down a branch or digging a trench in the earth. He is accurate with his strokes. He is flexing his muscles and know that he has strength and skill. Men and women were created to love works. Man is primitive. Society tends to sing as he works. There is a singer, Harry Belafonte, who sung about the banana boat, about cutting the bananas from the tree and loading them into boats to take them to the market. I have also seen pictures of the documented life of primitive people who go out to fish. They will go out singing and trotting to the rhythm. Their life was not all about bumping in or shaking the music. That was not what made them happy. Going to work made them happy. Their joy was going out to get fish to help the family, to feed the hungry mouth. We can see play in nature as work in the social environment, in the environmental womb, Mother Nature. Man loves to work and enjoy work. And if he doesn't enjoy work, something has happened to him. Slavery has damaged the social spirit and the inherent aim in our nature. A lot of our negativity related to work has to do with slavery. A lot of us are self-destructive and want to destroy beautiful things. A lot of that bad spirit is the ghost of slavery. Hell, this belongs to the boss. Tear it up. This bad spirit can work sometimes in the other way, where we become overly attached, can be explained as effects of slavery. Hell, the white man used to ride around in shiny buggies, and we had to clean for him and wipe off his horse. He would go out with his lady, and we couldn't do that. Let him look at me. Now, here I am in this brand new Lincoln Mark V. I have a six-door Mercedes. Let me go out there and talk to him. This person has nowhere to go, but he deserves all around white people in his long man's Mercedes. But who is paying? He is paying money to whites to get back at whites. Now, if he would invest that kind of money in building up a strong family system socially and financially, he would really become something and have social dignity. All of that vying for spite and show is going to come to a dead end. He didn't keep us his payment. How can he keep up payment with no motivation? Then spite and show. So when you have a great motivation, you are not going to be able to go too far. You have to work upon something natural and excellent in man. That is what the religion wants us to see. Allah intended that we be natural and that we pursue the natural aim of excellence in nature. We try to respect those things that Allah has established for us to respect. Allah says to the child in the Quran, if your parents strive with you to take you away from the worship of me, don't agree with the parents. However, keep good relationships in this life. Isn't that wonderful? See how important family life is? Allah says in another place unto us, family rights have priority with Allah. So we are not to tell people to come in and give to the mosque before they take care of their family needs. We are to tell people to take care of their families. Relatives are to take care of their immediate relatives. That is first. What Imam, in good conscience, can be happy knowing that someone, rent is not paid, but the person is giving money to the mosque. Their children need clothing and cannot go outside because they have no decent clothes to wear. But they are giving the mosque and the imam money. So we first have to look to the family need. If we are where to cooperate behind promoting attention to family needs, we will all benefit down the line of time. The results is going to be stronger. Families stronger, families are going to be more productive and more willing, and more will be coming to the whole society. There will be more to spend with the businessman and more to give in charity. So this will come as a result of us working to build strong families and seeing family success as a priority in the Muslim community life. Peace be upon Muhammad, the Prophet, who established the Muslim family just over 1,415 years ago. He said to Mary, "Mary is my tradition." He said, "Whoever is against Mary is not of me, of us." That means that anyone who starts promoting celibacy in our community is to be cast out of our community and not to be regarded anymore as a Muslim. Prophet Muhammad also said that Mary is half of faith. So when we accept marriage, we are accepting social responsibility for a social institution. Marriage is supposed to be a social institution. Everybody should know now if you are true to your family obligation, you are going to be helped. The economy, you are going to be a great help to the moral life of that bigger family that you are in, the nation, whether it is your either group, or neighborhood or city, you will be establishment and a contribution to self and to society. Imam W. D. Muhammad, Muslim American spokesman for human salvation. The Muslim Owner Business Conference was held in Newark, New Jersey, May 27 to the 28, 1995. Hosted by El Ara Imam Ali Muslim of Masjid Muhammad Nur, Imam W.D. Muhammad gave the public address on the Sunday of this week, which has been incorporated in part into Chapter 7 of this book. The banquet on Sunday night has as its keynote speaker Brother Amira M. Muhammad, who spoke on how to make your business a Muslim. The common person dealing with perception. Most poor people are suffering because they don't have jobs or they don't have adequate jobs. The job they have are not enough to take care of them. Others who are unemployed are not even bothered. And that is why they are not employed. Those who are bothered by not being employed, in time, they are going to be employed. So we have to try to reach those who are not bothered by their situation. I believe that many of us who are now very much alive and active and productive, we are at some time, just like many out there, who are not even bothered by their situation. We change when something comes to our awareness in the form of a message. Our whole mental disposition was changed. It gave us a new way of looking at things. That kind of help does not come instantly. It comes over a period of time of being exposed to a particular synthesizer, which can be words of God or it may be something else. However, we have to be sensitized by something. The quickest answer I can give for making change, the change that we should be wanting in our lives, is to make a change in the way we look at things. The learn says that perception is all sense operating together. The common person thinks of perception perhaps as a perceiving or seeing something with our eyes. That is perception. But the more complete meaning of perception and the richest meaning is that one which combines all senses working together. What we need is mental perception, perception to drawn in the mind, and become clear for us in the mind. Many things affect perception, and perception affects all things for the individual. Valuable assets, faith and trust, support from faith is the answer. We have heard that truth can move mountains. If you just had faith, you should accomplish and do so much of what you want to do. We need a conditioning to favor us having faith. Faith is not something we can come by easily. In fact, we say as Muslims, and as people in religion, no one can give another one faith. Faith is always the mercy of God. If we have faith, it is because of God's mercy. There is plenty support for us having faith. So when we use the term faith, also we are talking about trust. Faith and trust are almost the same. And in the language of the Quran, faith and trust often carries the same meaning. The lifestyle and its burden on the individual person today and the demand on the individual attention today makes it very, very difficult for any individual to be in a situation to get help. That is a time that is described in scripture in these words: no soul will be able to help another in any degree, no matter how much he tries to help our friend, our own relative. It looks like we are just wasting time. There's there and ours. So when they are in that bad situation, but we shouldn't feel so let down when we call the community or the public to a solution and they don't respond. Most don't respond at home with each other. So why should we be disappointed if they don't respond when we call them? It is the times gradually, however, a change is coming about in the people's perception of Muslims. When that change grows and becomes clear, they are going to have the situation they need to act favorably. We are going to see a changed society, a changed public in this country. It is coming. So when we look at the world, we may see it only in its physical picture. The world also outside of us, in us, is a world of death and light. There is death there, and there is light. And the two are working together. As scripture in the Quran tells us, the dead is brought forth out of the living, and the living is brought out of the dead. That is enough support to generate faith. The world exists by a system operating upon the principle of death and life. So life, which is a mystery to me, comes out of the death. Death, which is a mystery to me, comes out of the life. So death supports life. That is enough to generate faith. Closer to us, we have our own world of human beings and our families. In our families, we see birth and in the time death. So we can observe the baby newly arriving today. It just arrived, and we can see how its relationship is soon formed with the mother and how that relationship is so important for that baby to exist, live, and grow to manhood or womanhood. Nobody can pay mother to be the mother God made her to be. She mothers her child from her mother's nature. She will wake up in the middle of the night with a fever herself and will be sick and weak. She'll hear crying and go to attend that baby. That alone is enough to generate in us faith in something outside of ourselves. In our world situation, we should try anything to relate high. We will see a creature who has lost faith in God. He has no time to think about any God. And some of us will see that person and will be so into religion, we may not even bother with him. But say you had a child and something separated you from that child. That child has no way of making a connection with you. But you had a way of making a connection with that child. Still, you could not get that child to be aware of you as its parent. We know God can do anything. Even if that child had your name, it may say, I don't care anything about that person. But will that change your feelings for the child? No. Even if the child said, you did not exist or curse the name. The child has been separated and has no direct way of communicating that. Also, the child is not believing and communicating that it is coming from others. But that is your child, and you still love. If you had the power, you would help that child and would be with that child. Whether you saw that child doing something that merited a better condition in its life, whether the child knew you or not or perceived you correctly or not, you would give it credit for what it merited. If the child did kindness by another human being or by another child, you would give it credit for that. The child wake up and brush its teeth and keep itself clean. You would give it credit for that. You don't have to know God by his name. You don't have to love God others will communicate it to you. But if you are good, you are going to get the help from God, just as though you knew and accepted God. This is God. How can God be any other? The human heart, our heart, is very special, especially when we understand or perceive the human heart as a free heart. Expression, free heart, meaning giving freely, to say he is a free heart person, a hearted person, meaning that he is a giving or caring person. But I don't mean it in that sense. I mean free, as one slave is free, or as a free thinker is free. I mean free as a liberated heart. We are given a free heart because we are individuals with freedom of thought. The Bible does not only mention thinking, it also mentions thinking in connection with the heart. As a man thinketh in his heart, the Bible. This is a poetic picture, activity. So you are thinking with your heart, dictating, and find that most people think in their heart. The human being is a creature created by God to have free vision, liberated perception that goes outside of his small confines. Like the sun appears to rise up out of the earth, to rise above everything below and around. The human heart, with its sensitivity, begins to reach not only the little small body, it rises from, but also the whole world. Now, if that heart loses the original nature given to it, but still has that freedom that is going to the soul to hell, in time it is going to become a miserable heart. Freedom is too big a responsibility for any creature without support from something bigger than creation itself. Call it what you want. We know we don't see anything out there in the physical world that has the freedom we have. The sun is that definitely important to the world for keeping us alive. But we also know that the sun is not free. In the space that the sun is given by God, it is only following in obedience. Then look at man. Man can change. If the sun could stop its movement, it would be all over for the planet. Sun could stop its movement. It would be all over for the planet. In the sun system, we are free, have this advantage over everything created. The human being is not governed entirely by instinct. We have come out of that mold to change reality. The animals are not free. Although they are free to move, animals are locked in. Their behavior is limited and already defined by the instinct. They cannot go out of those limits unless we train them to do so. Animals have not evolved above the level of instinct-controlled creatures. Animals have never altered reality. They can go crazy, but they have reality the way it is. Humans, beings will go crazy in the house and then make the house crazy. The teacher will go crazy and make the students crazy. The preacher will go crazy and make the congregation crazy. Salakallahu Zadeen, surely Allah speaks the truth. I'm your host for this evening, Elihu Bey. We will continue this tomorrow at 7 p.m. Inshallah, it only means that it pleased God. We thank New Africa for the excellent enterprise, Marad Speaks, for allowing us to come before you once again. We thank you, our honorable listening audience. May God guide us and have mercy on us. And bless us with the light of understanding as I greet you in the Arabic language. As-salamu alaykum, peace be unto you, and thank you for listening.